Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Hansen this week. He will return on Monday. And I was trying to Google when tariffs are going to take effect, and I'm confused. So we're going to have Derek Kinney join us right now, CEO and founder of Good Money Framework. Hi, Derek.
Wendy, great to be with you.
You as well. And so I know that tariffs did kind of start and then they were pulled back and now they may go into effect. What's going on and how can we survive this?
You know, tariffs are sort of like a teenager curfew. They're variable based on how convincing the teenager is. You know, it's funny you ask that because tariffs were set to go in effect a few weeks ago. Now there's sort of this hesitation of, well, if you kind of do what I say to do, we're going to delay them. To be honest with you, I have no idea when they're going to kick in because it's such a moving target. But here's what I do know. People are worried about them. And this is the president who sort of campaigned on, look, I'm going to turn things around. I'm going to put jumper cables to this economy and give it a jolt. And what's happening now is people's bank accounts are being jolted south, and they weren't expecting that.
So the stock market, not a good day today, correct?
Not a good day today. And here's why. There's always the story behind the story. For example, Tesla stock was down 10%. That stock is down, believe it or not, Wendy, over 50% since Trump took office. It's getting hammered. And here's why. Whenever there's any type of speculative stock or investment, and there's any type of uncertainty, anytime there's worries out there, those stocks are getting punished. It's like the worst boxing fight, and then the person's up against the ring that's getting hammered, and they're waiting for the knockout punch. That's what's happening right now with the market. So what I would tell investors is, look, if you have specifically technology, stocks like NVIDIA, Google, Microsoft, these types of leading companies, but they're also technology leaders, you may see your account be dropping quite a bit, especially over the next couple weeks.
All right. There has been a video of Ronald Reagan going around who talked about tariffs and how they are not really going to save us, the consumer, the money we expected. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't disagree. And here's the situation. Tariffs are really a tactic that Trump has used for negotiating. That's what they've been, and that's what they've been so far. Now, the thing is, most tariffs are not expected to remain in place long-term, especially with primary trading partners like Mexico, like Canada, like China. We get so many goods from those companies, plus we export so many goods. So the tariff is really meant to be, look, it's a bluster. In other words, it's a bold verbal move to say, look, I'm going to do this unless you do something else. But what's happening now is the countries are not backing down. So now Trump is putting himself in a very, very precarious position because his pride is on the line. And so if he doesn't stand up and keep the tariffs in place, he looks like a weaker president. But what we saw today, for example, and Wendy, you'll find this very interesting, I think, as well. You know, one province of Canada, which provides electricity for three U.S. states, they said today, look, if we don't have the tariffs repealed, we're going to shut off electricity to three states.
And I heard that.
It's not the American people doing that. This is to blame Trump and Trump alone. Fascinating story.
It is fascinating, and I heard that today, Derek. But do you believe that?
Well, I actually partially do, and here's why. Because Canada, obviously, they receive more benefit from the U.S. than they give, and, you know, from an economic trading standpoint. But Canada right now has some momentum. Public opinion is against the tariffs, not just in Canada, but even U.S., because what they're doing is they're putting pressure saying, look, we don't want to do this. We don't want to condemn and punish the American people, but it's one person, your president, doing this. So I think they're effectively rallying a PR campaign against Trump. And so whether you like him or not, that is a very, very real issue. So whether they turn the electricity off or not, I think is the smaller issue. It's basically just the threat of it and how the U.S. responds to it.
All right. I'm looking at the calendar. Today is March 10th, 2025. On March 11th, 2020, my younger son, Dylan, had a grand mal seizure for the very first time. And he's been under control, diagnosed with epilepsy. Everything's, knock on wood, great with him. Medication is working. But I was in the hospital with him. My husband was out texting me going, I got three different kinds of bread, but I couldn't find white bread. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know? And that was exactly 5 years ago that kids were told no more school. Everything went on a lockdown. And we were all worried coming out of the pandemic about a recession. It looked like we were going to avoid that. What about now? Are we likely to see a recession?
Well, first of all, kudos to your son.
Yes.
I'm really proud of him and his response and how he's doing. That's fantastic. Second of all, yes. And keep in mind, Wendy, there's two types of recessions. One recession is that's actually brought on by economic conditions. The other recession is brought on by the fear that people have in their minds about what could happen. And the second one is the worst. And here's why. Hardworking Americans listening to our show right now are coming home from work. They've had a hard day. Many of them are second-guessing, why do I even go to that job in the first place? But the concern is, will they spend their hard-earned money? And we know that people are already seeing their credit card balances go up. There's worries about that. But if people have fear, and it's the worst four-letter word there is, fear of spending, that can drive the economy to a halt. We know that two-thirds of the economy is personal spending, how you and I feel comfortable about spending our hard-earned dollars. And so if people begin to worry, my gosh, what's the market going to do? What are tariffs going to do? Am I going to lose my job? That's the next big concern. We could see a self-induced recession, which could last for quite a while.
All right. I'm not going to talk to you ever again unless you have better news.
Wendy, I try to be the voice of reason. I'm a parent, for goodness sake.
Well, thanks for sharing all this information with us. It's so nice to meet you, and I look forward to speaking to you again about all this.
Sounds great. Thank you, Wendy.
Absolutely. Derek Kinney, CEO of Good Money Framework.